This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. This August marks a decade since Michael Brown Jr. was fatally shot by a Ferguson police officer, spurring protests locally and nationwide. And tomorrow, August 1st, St. Louis Public Radio relaunches a special mini-season of We Live Here, a podcast that honors that history and explores how community members galvanized by the Ferguson movement have continued to push for social and systemic change. Chad Davis is the host of We Live Here 10 years after the Ferguson uprising. He's also a reporter here at St. Louis Public Radio, and he joins us now to talk about it. Chad, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you give us a sense of the topics that are covered in this mini season and maybe tease with a couple of key guests?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things, or I guess one of the things we talk about is the change of how we speak to African-American kids when it comes to the police. So the idea of the talk mm-hmm. that we often have with our parents, how that's changed over the past 10 years. We even talk about protesters and how live streaming and like this new technology just kind of propelled a new generation of activists throughout Ferguson that's kind of carried over to other protests. We talk about artists. We talk about how artists were inspired and used their voices to create pieces of work that were inspired by the killing of Mike Brown. Education, how promises within education reform maybe did not pan out how we thought it was going to go 10 years later. And then we look at things about systems. You know, how have people created their own systems themselves to try to make change throughout the St. Louis region? So justice, looking at justice systems, looking at abolition and reforms. So there's a lot of different aspects there. And some of the people we speak with, a teacher who was actually a student with Mike Brown at the time. Mm-hmm. We speak to activists like Ohan Ashe. We speak to people who were who are artists, like I said, like Mastermind, I believe, is one of them as well. There's a lot of people that we have in these episodes. Inez Bordeaux, just a wide range of people throughout the Ferguson movement, or people who were somewhat inspired by the Ferguson movement who are still active in the St. Louis region mm-hmm. today.
And you're talking about systems because mm-hmm. often the systems in place in our society, they don't benefit everyone, right?
Exactly.
So as far as who should be listening, who is this podcast for, Chad?
That's a good question. I love looking back. I love reflecting on things. I love looking and reading history. So I think anyone who was here 10 years ago or has some type of understanding of what happened 10 years ago when Darren Wilson killed Mike Brown, I think it's for a lot of people there who remember that, who know of it, but also just kind of want to get a different type of context around it, or kind of like look at this in a different way. So of course, you look at the shooting and you remember the uprising and everything that happened at that moment. But what happened after that? You know, what happened after those 10 years? You know, what things did change? What things didn't change? I think if you are someone who thinks of things that way, especially if you're someone who is roughly my age, who is mm-hmm. maybe, you know, 20 at the time when that mm-hmm. happened, or a little bit older or younger, I think this is for you, especially if you're Black in America and you're Black in St. Louis and you look at how things have really, really changed in the past 10 years. Things, the promises that I think many people thought 10 years ago would have happened now, you kind of look and you're like, wow, things don't necessarily look that way. It doesn't look like what we thought it was going to look like 10 years ago. I think it's for a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. So as I noted, you are a reporter, a journalist mm-hmm. here at St. Louis Public Radio. And you just mentioned you were 20
yeah.
in 2014 when Mike Brown was killed and then the protests followed that. I mean, what was it like for you as a St. Louis native, as someone who is now close to 30?
Mm-hmm. 30, yeah.
I mean, what was it like to take on this role as podcast host? And has working on We Live Here affected your relationship with the last decade here in St. Louis?
That's such an interesting question. Well, yes, I think it has. It's made me look at things in a different way, look at things, again, look at the cause and effect of certain things, or just saying, oh, wow, that happened then, and because of that, this happened now. Being 20 at the time, I was actually, I guess maybe a week after he was killed, I was heading back to school. So a lot of what happened, I was not here for. I wasn't really here during those protests. I wasn't really here during the uprising. So it was something where I would just kind of see on the news, or I would look at some of these live streamers. Like, there are a lot of people who became famous, like St. Louis famous, kind of, because they were on the front lines. They were showing these things and they were showing these videos. Mm-hmm. So that was mainly my window for seeing everything that was happening back home. So, you know, when I'd come back for winter break, or actually Thanksgiving break, I think it was when the non-indictment happened. So I was only here for like the very extremes during the time. And then just kind of sitting through these interviews, interviewing people, working with Danny Wisentowski, one of the producers, and right, as he's right. interviewing people as well, kind of seeing just kind of like how people experienced it during that time while I wasn't here has been really eye-opening, and just kind of just, I don't know, filling in some of the blanks or so when I wasn't here mm-hmm. has been really, really interesting.
Chad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And to play us out, here's Mastermind's remix of Cassie Morgan's theme music for this season of the We Live Here podcast.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.